Superpowers are another name for skills. So, what kind of skills do you need to become a successful real estate investor? Well, there's a few things that I believe that that's what you need in order to become a successful real estate investor. There's two sets of skills that everybody has, either hard skills and soft skills. And hard skills are basically things that you learn. You take a course and you learn how to type, you learn math, you learn carpentry, you learn construction. There's lots of things that you can learn and that are required. So one of the things that I believe that you need the most is, first of all, you need to understand how to analyze a property. So what does it really take to make money in real estate? Understand what goes into a property and what you need to take into consideration to actually make a profit or become cash flow positive if you have a rental. So the second thing that I believe is a really good hard skill is understanding the basics of how to renovate a property. This is probably the hardest one to get, especially if you're not a contractor. Of course, if you're a contractor, then you know the skill, right? That skill is right up your alley. But if you're not a contractor, then it's hard to analyze because sometimes when you hire contractors, they will give you an entire quote. I said, okay, I'll charge you $20,000 to do two, three, four, five, six things. And you don't really know what it takes to do just a bathroom or a kitchen or a bedroom or put laid out a carpet. So it is a little hard to know. And that's one of the things that I really am very curious about when I'm repairing a property because I want to know if I need to put an extra bathroom. It'll cost me roughly this. And this obviously is a combination of materials and labor. But I think that if you are not a contractor, it's probably one of the hardest things to learn in to being a real estate investor. Another one is project management and time management. If you are the one that is going to be looking at a property and deciding who's going to repair it, and you're going to coordinate everything. It becomes very overwhelming when there's so many things coming at you. So that's when project management, which is one of my skills, comes in handy. And you do not have to be a project manager, but you have to have that level of detail to know when things need to be done and the sequence of events, right? So obviously, if you need to, let's say, replace the electrical, you're not gonna fix the walls and paint them and then do the electrical. It just makes no sense, right? So you have to do the electrical first because you are likely to remove a wall or at least open up a hole in the wall if the electrical is not in place. So those are the things that you need to know, like what is the sequence, how long it takes. Sometimes the coordination of contractors, they may not be available right after one finished, and then you need the next contractor to come and start the job. So there'll be a little bit of a lag in between those two. So you may lose a little bit of time. So it takes some time and effort to kind of marry all these things together. But if you have a logical mind, this is something that is going to become easy for you. Now, if this is something that you don't like doing at all, you may want to leave that to somebody else or maybe hand out the project to a general contractor that they will coordinate everything. But that'll be up to you. But I think that the more you understand it, the better off you are, even if you are not managing the entire renovation process. Time management comes with it, of course. So, because the longer you have a property idle because you don't have a contractor or something that you needed, maybe it's a permit that you didn't think that you needed and now you do. So, all of these things will make your project to go longer. So you want to be mindful of the time that it takes each operation. So that is one of the skills that I really recommend that you look into. Another thing is understanding the local laws of where you are investing. And the reason is because that will save you some trouble. If you know that there are certain areas that you're going to require a POS, which is a point of sale inspection, and some areas and some cities require that, and that is that the city will have to inspect the property before it's sold. And that can cause quite a bit of delays, because what you think that it is acceptable, it might not be for the city. I had an instance in one of the properties that I had, and the driveway was cement. And it had a little bit of cracks, but nothing too, you know, that it was too bad that you needed to replace it. Well, according to the city, when they did the inspection, they say you have to replace the cement because it goes beyond what we need. So we actually had to go there and measure it and go through the cracks in each one of them and present the report to the inspector. So we ended up not doing it. But if we didn't do all of that work, it would have taken a lot longer. And we still had a little bit of a delay because we have to go back and talk to the inspector, show them the report and all, and get him to come back again. So I think the more you understand the local laws and what you have to comply with, it'll save you a ton of trouble in the long run. So those are the things that the hard skills. So that's things that you can learn, right? Of course, the soft skills you can learn as well. But now let's move into the soft skills, which is things that you already are doing. Maybe there's something that you are already doing in your particular job that has nothing to do with real estate investing, but is going to help you. I think for me, the number one thing that as a soft skill, if you have it, you probably will be successful, even though you don't have any of those skills. And that is persistence. If you continue to learn and go and change and move on with the transaction that you currently have, you are going to learn a ton of things. The laws, the delays, contractors, and so on, right? So that is the number one soft skill that I really think that will make anybody successful, and not only in real estate, but in anything, no matter what skills you have. But soft skills that are very good to have in real estate: communication and active listening. Believe me, this is one of the things that will get you so far. Because if you understand when you are negotiating, which is another skill, right? If you listen to the seller, what they want, why they're selling, that might give you a little bit that you can negotiate with. And that's the next skill that I like. Negotiating is part and parcel of communication of active skill and active listening, because if you understand what the other person wants, then you have something to work with. Very important. Negotiating is something that you're going to do over and over again. You're going to negotiate with sellers. You're going to negotiate with realtors about their commission. You're going to negotiate with contractors about their time and their money. All of that. So that's a super skill to have. And the last one, I think this is really kind of a gray area for me, but it's tactfulness. And what that means is, how do you communicate not so pleasant things to someone and still be friends? So it's very hard, especially when you are evicting tenants, when you are asking someone to leave their home because you just bought it at auction. Not the easiest thing to do. You also have contractors not meeting the deadline, and you have to go and talk to them and find out, okay, so what are we going to do about this? How are we going to resolve this? So all of these skills, if you don't have them, I really encourage you to look for information about it. And those are the things that I consider kind of like the core skills to become an investor. So I hope this helps, and I hope you have all the superpowers because you're gonna need them. We'll see you at the next one.